There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And all show long, we're celebrating Mother's Day. Some stories from the past, some stories from listeners, and everything in between. And by the way, we want to hear from you, your mother's stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. That's OurAmericanStories.com. Our next storyteller is from Fort Worth, Texas. He moved us with his story, The Real Santa. Roger Latham is back, along with his daughter, Candy, to honor his mother and celebrate Mother's Day. Let's take a listen.
A number of years ago, as I sat in my office, my father entered and handed me 6 small notepad-sized pages. "Thought you might like to read these," he said. Although I did not know at the time, it might have been a good thing if he had provided a handful of tissues. I'd need them. The words on the page were written in pencil. I recognized at once my mother's distinctive flowing cursive. I knew it well because she had faithfully written to me for all of my 3 years defending America from raging Germans. It was 1967, so it could easily have been Vietnam. These pages held a blank verse poem. I began to read. It was easy to realize it as the musings of a middle-aged woman with a soul deeper than the deepest sea. When I finished, my cheeks were streaked with saline. I'd never known my mother to have such depth. Then it hit me. I too write words in rhyme, retrieved from the deep place, fathomed below the surface of self. I smiled to think of the unexpected genetic gift my mother had provided. Too often, I'd pushed such thoughts aside. Texas boys don't write poetry and certainly don't cry. The piece was never meant to be published. I imagined my mother wrote it on some sunny spring day with the windows allowing sweet smell of honeysuckle to kiss her soul. It was never presented to a larger audience until her memorial service in the year 2000. I did the eulogy, no problem. But if I attempted to read the poem, it was an indisputable fact I'd seem a blubbering fool. So my son stepped in and read Hands. As his presentation ended, I noticed, amidst the assembled, other folks also in tears. Following, you will hear my daughter read Hands. Her face and persona mimic her grandmother's perfectly.
Hands by Gladys Latham. I glanced the other day at my hands. I was ashamed at what I saw. The nails were worn, short and unpolished. The fingertips were rough, the skin spotted and tanned. Then suddenly they reminded me of a pair of hands out of my past, and I smiled. These hands I last remembered as being still and quiet, folded over a quiet breast in eternal stillness and much deserved rest. They had not been the hands of a great artist or world-renowned sculptor, nor had they set immortal music on paper or penned lovely poetry, but their work had been as beautiful and as immortal as if they belonged to such studied and talented mortals. These hands had had the blessed privilege of cuddling tiny, downy heads to breast for food, the pleasure of scrubbing pink ears and hands. They had changed mountains of diapers and scrubbed tons of little clothes by hand. They had buttoned thousands of buttons that somehow never seemed to stay buttoned. Through long and tedious hours, tucked, pleats, gathered, ruffles, frills, laces, and embroidery had been applied to dainty dresses and suits with infinite love and care. These hands had baked glamorous birthday cakes, each done with special care and importance. Rolls, pies, cakes, and cookies these hands make were the tastiest masterpieces ever produced on earth. With unsurpassed devotion and tenderness, these hands had soothed the brows fevered with measles, whooping cough, mumps, and flu, and wiped a thousand noses. They had bandaged hundreds of little toes with professional skill and neatness, and wiped away the tears of fear and pain. These were the hands that had plucked the peach tree switch to administer discipline, never in anger, always in love. Then, when the terrified screams of nightmares of little ones came in the night, there was always quieting love. These hands had held the family Bible during family prayer and dressed a large portion of the Sunday school enrollment on Sunday morning. They had known the emptiness of burying a tiny firstborn son. These the hands of a sculptor? Yes, for they had taken five small mounds of red, God-given clay and molded five lovely, strong bodies. The hands of an artist? Yes, for with the tenderness of love, sacrifice and devotion, they painted the picture of love and kindness on the hearts and soul. Then the shame of my work-worn hands vanished, for they had reminded me of the hands of my mother.
And a special thanks to Roger Latham and his daughter Candy for sharing that beautiful poem with us, My Mother's Hands. A terrific job also on the production by Greg Hengler. All show long, celebrating Mother's Day, here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.